Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You know, we know that South Africa is in just being very serious for a while, for a moment. We know that South Africa is in the throes of the second wave. So we've actually completely disturbed this doctor's vacation. Family physician, Dr. Sherry Fanaroff. And I want to just know from her, you know, between the first and the second wave, what is different? So good morning, Dr. Fanaroff. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling. I'm well. Thank you.
Well, thanks for making the time. And I'm very sorry that we are disturbing your holiday. What differences are we seeing, or what difference is the medical fraternity seeing in the second wave of COVID-19?
Okay, well, at the outset, I want to say that I wish you were the only one disturbing my holiday, but that's kind of the note of the second wave.
Yeah.
Nobody can actually be on holiday, and certainly I'm working pretty much full-time on my phone because we have lots of patients around the country with COVID or who've been exposed to COVID and lots of concerns. So, you know, for me, the difference in the beginning in March, there was a lot of unknown about the virus. People were kind of just starting to take it seriously and to understand the impact that it was going to have on all our lives. In the last 2 weeks, there has been a massive explosion of cases around the country. And it's really worrying. You know, we went through a phase of maybe 6 weeks where a lot of the GP practices in Gauteng had almost no cases, a couple here and there, and then suddenly from the end of November, we started seeing a change in the numbers of cases that we were seeing. And certainly in the week that Rage came back, there was a massive explosion. I had, in my practice personally in that week, I had 4 to 5 times the numbers of patients that I had had at our earlier peak in July. And we're seeing that number sustained over the last couple of weeks.
Gosh. Yeah, and, you know, I was actually saying to Nobutle, who's in studio with me, I was saying earlier that our lives changed 8.5 months ago. You know, it's a few months short of a year that our lives changed and the world stopped and we had to learn to do things differently. And yet we still think that, you know, the same things that we do every year are going to be things that we can continue to do. Human behavior has been an extraordinary experiment in human behavior, this COVID-19.
Absolutely. And I think that this festive season has actually been a wake-up call for everybody. I think at the last minute, a lot of people ended up canceling holidays because of concerns around numbers.
Yeah.
And they are absolutely well-justified concerns. You know, the hospitals in the Western Cape along the Garden route are not equipped to deal with COVID. So patients who are at high risk, elderly, you know, if they are in the area of Garden Route, Western Cape, need an exit strategy should they get ill. You know, hospitals everywhere are full. For the first time last week, some of the Johannesburg Mediclinics were on divert again, which we haven't seen since July, August. And they are certainly filling up with COVID patients again.
Hmm. Are you concerned about this new strain that they say is even more transmissible?
It is a concern, Kathy. However, viruses do mutate, and that's normal behavior with viruses. So at this stage, there's still a lot unknown about the new strain and how significant that will be.
Yeah.
Certainly, it seems like it will be more transmissible. What we don't seem to know yet is whether or not it causes a more severe illness. And the other big unknowns are whether somebody who's had the old strain is much more susceptible now because the new strain may mean that they're not immune. And then, of course, the concern is, well, will our vaccines that are developed or developing work against the new strain? So there's lots to learn, and I think that the message from that needs to be, you know, anyone even who's had COVID and everybody needs to remain cautious and to have measures in place which have been kind of taught across the world from WHO, from CDC, from our NRCD, to keep the same measures in place. Avoid large gatherings, wash your hands, keep a social distance, and most importantly, wear masks in public.
Dr. Sherry Fanaroff, thank you very, very much. And I appreciate you speaking to me this morning. Just God bless. And really, you are anybody involved in the medical profession, really, just heroes on a whole different level. Just really, just sending you all lots of love and much appreciation for doing what you do. Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for having me on the show.
God bless. Take care. Bye-bye. That's a family physician, Dr. Sherry Fanaroff. Very sobering what she was saying is, there's a lot of unknowns. And with unknowns, the only way to manage it is to do what we know. And if that is isolation, then that's what we have to do.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.